works which his father Sabata did in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Some of you, this is a pictorial image of the situation you are going through. Look at these very wicked people. Somebody dug a well. They didn't only stop the well, they filled the well with sand. So the well was not useful to them, and they didn't allow it to be useful to the owner of the well. This world is full of the habitation of wicked people. And some of you, because of what people have done to you, how somebody disappointed you, jilted you, promised you heaven and earth and failed, you have stopped digging. In my village, they say if you close your eyes for bad people to pass, you will not know when good people will pass. I will never help anybody again. I will not try again. I will not get married again. I don't want to trust any man again. Oh, women are evil. I will never allow anybody to come and live in my house. Dig again. I spent so much money. I invested so much. And I lost so much in that business. I will never, when they say, who wants to sell? I will run away. Dig again. It doesn't matter who stopped the well. There is a well in you that is unstoppable. It's unstoppable. Dig that well. Don't give up on that dream. Don't give up on that relationship. Don't give up on the call of God upon your life. Don't give up on marriage. Don't give up on that child of yours that misbehaved, that messed up, that, oh my God, you almost cursed that child. I believe God wants me to remind you that he's not the God of a second chance. He's the God of another chance and another chance and another chance. What have you given up on? Dig again. Dig with your mouth. Stop saying negative things about yourself. Dig with praise. Dig with prayers. Dig with connections. Dig. Once you make up your mind to start digging again, God will plant along your path the people, the circumstances, the gifts, the money that will help you. I want to encourage your heart today. Please dig again. The Philistines are not big enough to stop the well, the next well you are about to dig. Because God is breathing on your inside and he has fully resourced you to succeed at this time. This next step you are about to take, you will meet success. This next trip, you will hear good news. This next investment will not fail. In the name of Jesus. This next relationship will lead to marriage. This next IVF, you will carry your baby. Don't give up on your dream. So God has told us three things today. Number one, serve him. Number two, remember the testimonies. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 37. The God that delivered me from the mouth of the lion and the bear, he will deliver me from this Philistine. God has done it before. He will do it again. Then number three in this service today, dig again. Please stand up on your feet. Now, you're not praying for anybody. I want you to take like 60 seconds and carry your life and put it in God's hand again. Now, this is what I do every morning. I'm a businesswoman. And every morning, I do my hands like this when I'm praying. And I say, I carry my business. I mention the business. Caris Life Hospital, I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. FFA Research Center, I bless you. I bless you with clients. I bless you with peace. I bless, you know, that's how I bless my business every day. I want you to carry your life, your marriage. This is important. Do your hands like this. It's prophetic. And put it in the hands of God and call your name. Oluwa Fumike Itunu, Felix Adejumo, I bless you today. You will go well. In this year, you will prosper. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself in the name of Jesus. The people you need, the staff you need, the situations, the government policies, the money you need, the favor you need. Oluwafumike, Felix Adejumo, it comes your way. These things come your way in the name of Jesus. I bless you. You are blessed indeed in the name of Jesus. As you serve the Lord and as you share the his testimonies and as you keep on digging, I declare that you are blessed, delivered from every form of evil. You will not partake of any evil. You prosper. Ulufunke, you prosper. Everything that has your signature prospers. No tear of sorrow in your camp. Your husband is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your grandchildren are blessed. Your work is blessed. Your ministry is blessed. Your business is blessed. Olufunke, you are blessed. Did you know? You are blessed. Blessed among your mates. Blessed among women. Blessed above your mates. Blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you hug yourself with a blessing? You know, we know how to hug people, but we don't know how to hug ourselves. Just hug yourself with a blessing. Learn to take care of yourself. Tell yourself, I love you, baby girl. I love you. Well done. Well done. Pat yourself on the back. Well done. You're not doing badly. Well done. Well done. If I told you to honor the bishop and clap for him, you know how you will do it. So do it for yourself now. Honor yourself. Ooh! Ooh! Tum, 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 tum. Ooh! Hallelujah. Fantastic. I like the way you did it. Some of us couldn't do it because you have been, you see, we were created by God to succeed, but we have been programmed to fail. Programmed. Conditioning. Been programmed. The society, the government, what we see, what we... So when you hear the word selfish, the first thing that comes to your mind is a negative thing. I shall not be selfish. I shall not be selfish. No, it's wrong. I'm trying to reprogram you. You know the way you will feel if you have 100 million naira now, or if you're happily married, or if you have that baby, or if you succeed, you have that car. That's the way I want you to celebrate yourself now. Feel very good about yourself. Hoo! Hoo-hoo-hoo! Glory! Well done, girl! Ooh! Ooh! Hallelujah! Amen. And I'd like you to know that that is what will happen because you will testify in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be very loud. As you see the invisible and you believe the incredible, you will have and you will receive the impossible in the name of Jesus. I bless each and every one of you today in this new week. It will be the week you have been waiting for. Not only will God surprise you, God, the God of the Bible, will surpass your expectations. You will hear good news from afar. That job, that miracle, that testimony, this week you will see the sign concerning it. And it will do you like a dream in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you sick in your body today? We reach to the root of that sickness. We curse it. The Bible says, you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. And he shall take away sickness from the midst of you. Therefore, we take that sickness away by the hand of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Everyone in business, stretch your hand. I bless these hands. Go and prosper them all. As you dig again, let God send help to you in the name of Jesus. Every student, raise your hand. May the spirit of distinction come over your life. God will simplify your assignments in the name of Jesus. You have a job. Raise your right hand to heaven. May God take this job from you and multiply it in miracle fold. You too, you will be an employer of labor. You're trusting God for any miracle. I want you to raise your two hands to heaven. I hear God say to me, there shall be showers of blessings. Your land shall be wet. It shall be soaked. And you will share your own testimony. I bless you. You are too blessed to be cursed. Any curse working against you, I send it back to the sender. The snare is broken and you have escaped. Go, eat, and enjoy the fruit of the land. In the name of Jesus. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Hallelujah.